producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, we got a lot to talk about. Ooh-y. Oh, my gosh, I don't even know where to start. All right, you know, Dr. Dahlia, what's a broken collarbone? When is Tony Romo going to get back out there? He could be out for the season. This really stings. I am so mad. Oh, my gosh. Here I am trying to celebrate a 2-0 stellar start to the season after week two. And really, somebody has to sack Tony Romo and break his collarbone? Really? I mean, they could have shattered his shoulder, so thank God that didn't happen. But the guy has to throw. And I'm assuming they shattered the side that he throws on, but still, it's difficult either way. So we're going to talk about what broken collarbones are and what we do about it, especially since a bunch of our kids and nephews and nieces and whatever play football. I'm sure many of us now have girls in the family that play football. I would have. If girls could have played football in my day, oh, you know. I would have. Well, yeah, I might have been a linebacker. I mean, because here's the thing. Okay, you guys have seen me. I'm not really petite, okay? So, you know, the skinnier people are the ones that, you know, are more the receivers and fast. I don't know what I would do. The problem is again, the boobs. So, you know, I would be worried because, you know, with the line, I don't get this with football. Okay, you're up at the scrimmage line, and I guess you're supposed to freeze. If you move at all, it's a false start. And I also think what's very, very interesting is the players tattle on you. The opposing team tattles. When I see grown men point fingers at each other, like, he did it. I mean, it's like something you would see in you know, back in grade school. And that would be great for me because I love tattling. I was such a tattler as a kid until I started to do my own, you know, bad things, and then I learned how to stay quiet. But I would be, so that's what I would do. I'd probably be a linebacker. And, I mean, my butt's already kind of out there in the air anyway, so I really wouldn't mind, you know, being in that position. And then, you know, just showing my butt off. And then, as soon as somebody did a false start, I'd be like, false start! Did you see that? And then, yeah, I'd probably get my butt kicked. That would probably be my position. I just think it's funny how people tattle on each other, even in the middle of the game. Another thing I would probably do if I played football is every time there's a fumble, and you know how we're like, what the hell's going on with the fumble? And then luckily there's players that'll, you know, the team that basically got the fumble will be the ones that will, you know, point in the direction of their side, meaning it's ours. I would do that just to mess with people. Okay, I would be, just to kind of sway the referee, I'd be, you know, pointing, so let's say I played for the Cowboys, my team, right? I would be always pointing to the Cowboys side, like, it's ours. You know, and then, you know, already the announcers are like, yeah, you know, so it looks like, according to, you know, linebacker Dahlia Wax, Dr. Dahlia, right, it's Cowboys ball. All right, well, linebacker got it. You know, then by the time everybody figured out the fumble, the cameras will be off, and then we won't know who really got the fumble. I definitely thought it was a very interesting game yesterday between Cowboys and Eagles because the Eagles, the announcers kept talking about how bad they were doing. Very weird day. Even the Packer game and the Seahawk, just very weird. You know, very, very weird game. But the announcer used a word, chuchus. Okay? Do you guys know what chuchus is? Apparently, one of the receivers, his butt fell out of bounds. And chuchus is a Yiddish word for butt. So I picked up on that. So I guess, apparently tushies are very, very important in the end zone. That's another thing for me. Me, I would probably run backwards because my butt would probably be in the end zone faster than the rest of my body. So that would be, or the boobs, I know. That's what I want to know. See, that's why they don't have women. To be honest, this is why they don't have women in football. Because some of us larger-breasted women would really be, confusing the refs or confusing the play. And not so much because of when we make it over the end zone, but if I'm holding the ball to my left side and the camera is coming in from the right, my breasts are completely obscuring the view of the ball. So the only thing you would see is me, and maybe I have a necklace and some earrings, kind of bouncing back and forth. The only thing you would see is my body coming over, right, making a touchdown, and you won't see where the hell the ball is. So that's why women like me don't get to play football. All right, so did I explain that pretty, okay, good. So, they say, there's a couple other options, okay, in terms of quarterbacks. All right. We got, some free agents they could call on. Right now, Brandon Whedon is obviously, who they're using, but who are they going to back up for him? They were even talking about maybe bringing Tim Tebow. Why not? Because he's sexy. Matt Flynn. It's tough. I'm really worried because, I do think the Cowboys need Romo. Even though Whedon is, and Witten, by the way, Witten is very sexy. I have to admit, they definitely have some sexy players. Okay, so we'll talk about broken clavicles later this hour. What else are we going to talk about? I know, I watched so much football this weekend. The age that most women are most likely to have cosmetic surgery is 44. I'm 44. So, I don't have any money to do it, but I could definitely use it. By the way, I am very grateful to the Champ Community Project and the Bebo Tours because I did win a Beauty In and Beauty Out award. I know. Like I said, it was because of the Inn. I got the sexiest intestine of the group. But it was very, very nice. I was very, very honored. I've never won a beauty contest. The only thing I ever won was a person most likely to get an STD. Back in high school and in medical school, person most likely to get a superbug STD. That's the only thing I've ever won. So I was very, very impressed, very, very honored. The only problem is I wore 3 pairs of Spanx. Whenever you try to pee, allow 10 minutes of off and on per each Spanx. So I would take half-hour intermissions to pee. Something to think about. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Also, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. Very big thanks to Tom, because Tom could have easily called in sick, you know, and said, there's no way I'm going to work Dolly's show. Too difficult, especially after weekend of football that we had. But no, he comes in and he is so loyal. I really appreciate it. I really do, Tom. I love you. All right. So what happens when you break a clavicle? Really quickly, I'm kind of grumpy today because my son called out of school. Apparently my son thinks he broke a rib. I don't know how the hell he could have done that because, you know, he didn't really play when, you know, his team was playing this weekend. But he said in practice, he hurt himself and he thinks he breaks a rib. So I find out about it at 6 in the morning today before he gets to go to school. So, you know, so he brings to the office. We get him x-rayed. He's so full of it, really. He couldn't sit there in geometry. You're kidding me. And he didn't even break anything. He really had to miss class for that. So I'm pretty grumpy because, you know, he kids do that. Kids know when to catch parents, just like when you catch a boss. You know, best time to ask a boss for something is when they're out of town or when they're trying to jump, you know, to get into a cab to go to the airport to get on a plane because they have to go out of town. Best time, okay? Because even though you guys, I don't want to bother them, if they have to make an executive decision that can't wait for them to get back, they will usually go with what you want. Okay? You know what? I got to hurry. I got to head to JFK. You decide for me. All right. I will decide that. You know, everybody gets an extra two-hour break. Thank you. So, yeah, that's how you do it. So my kids are smart. They know how to do it. So, anyway, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to give him an anti-inflammatory suppository. And next time he thinks about skipping class because he thinks he broke something that didn't even break, he'll think twice. Clavicle fractures, nothing to mess with, okay? So, clavicle, collarbone, same thing, okay? So, your collarbone is located between the rib cage, okay, and the, okay, and then your shoulder blade, all right? And it kind of connects the arm to the body. Even though you got a lot of muscle and ligaments and things like that, it's the bone that connects your arm area to the rib area. All right, it has a lot of nerves, a lot of blood vessels, and it also protects some of the subclavian arteries and veins around there. So it also is protective against a lot of the arteries and veins that have to shoot around there. It's a very, very important bone. Unfortunately, it's one of the most common bones that gets shattered or fractured in sports. Now, the bone ends could shift, but we don't cast. It's very difficult to cast that area. So it's a very, very long bone, and it could break anywhere. You could have a distal clavicle, proximal meaning closer to the center of the body, distal meaning away. And then a lot of times it could break, obviously, in the middle. Depending on how much of the break, we decide on if you need surgery or not. Okay, so a direct blow to the shoulder or a fall like we saw with Tony Romo, car collision, etc., falling on an outstretched arm could also change the pressure physics dynamics and cause a fracture. We would break the clavicle by accident or in the olden days on purpose to get a baby out during delivery. Like, we can't get this baby out. The shoulder's too big. The baby's too big. Break the clavicle. Bring the baby out. Because people live with a clavicle fracture. Still worrisome in a fetus. You know, it's nothing that you would see nowadays. But it's something that used to be done. Okay, so how do you know if a clavicle fracture was broken? Okay, well, sometimes the shoulder could be sagging. All right, and rather than a dislocation, one way to tell if you have a shoulder dislocation versus not is the affected side, ask them to touch the opposite shoulder with their hand. So with their bad arm, see if they could, from the elbow to their hand, bend it while keeping the top part of their arm straight, the humerus straight, to see if they could touch the other side. If they could touch their other side, very rare that they had an anterior dislocation of the shoulder. So a lot of people think that the shoulder is dislocated. You could also feel around and feel the humeral head to see if you could feel if the bone ball seems to be protruding or not. There's a feel to it. But with a clavicle, you will see the shoulder look like it is sagging. You will see inability to kind of abduct, flex, increase that arm. Sometimes you will actually see swelling more along the collarbone area. Sometimes you could also have an AC separation. We've talked about those too. Not always when you see a bump over the break, but a lot of times you can. And then, of course, the bruising, swelling, etc. So, of course, you know, whenever, you know, like I'll work the sidelines sometimes of football games, and I always want to know how did it happen. It is so important to know how an injury happened, because then that can make sense. Okay, so somebody's sitting there and they're coming over and they're crying and they're in a lot of pain, and I'm looking at their shoulder and I'm like, what happened? And they go, you know, somebody kicked my knee and I fell. I go, oh, so it's not your shoulder, it's your knee? Yeah. You see, that's why it's so important to kind of ask, you know, what happened, so you don't look at the wrong body part, okay? I've examined many a groin injuries, and it was never the groin. So you want to get a good, thorough history of what happened. How did you fall? I fell on my left, if I'm right. You know, not all football games get televised, so you can't always do the replay. With Tony Romo, by the way, they already had an x-ray on site. I wish we could come up with a way where you could x-ray on the sidelines. I mean, I understand you need to be in a leaded room, and it needs to, you know, you need to be able to, you know, avoid exposure to others, etc. But there's got to be, or a type of ultrasound where you could ultrasound and see a break. That would be cool if we could, you know, get some real high-tech ultrasonography on the sidelines. Because these high schoolers, these college players that get hurt, you know, I hate the fact that they have to ice and wait and take some Motrin until they can, you know, go and get care. So a lot of times we'll either MRI or CAT scan. You could CAT scan bones. You could see bone breaks pretty easily. But usually the shoulder is enough. All right, and then what do we do? Well, Tony Romo came out wearing some sweatpants, very sexy. I was actually driving home, so I was listening to listening to the game on radio. It's very interesting, you know. I would really recommend you guys kind of watch a football game on radio. Okay, it kind of takes you back to the olden days where, you know, that's how you, you know, got to basically, quote-unquote, watch sports. And, boy, did you get the detail. It's very easy to sit there and look at a television screen and then start to cut out and, you know, not, I guess, you get distracted. But when you're listening to radio, you listen more intently. So, anyway, he comes out on the field. He's in some sweatpants, whatever, and he's in a sling. So I was, somebody texted me going, a sling? You break a collarbone, what's a sling going to do? The only reason why we do the sling is because we don't want extra gravity pressure on that collarbone. Okay, the sling's not going to heal it. It's not a cast. It's not a surgical pin or anything like that. But you always sling the injured side. Unless, of course, you have a fracture of the arm, then you would splint it. Okay, so you definitely want to do arm support. It helps. We'll do some pain medicine, sometimes we'll do some physical therapy. We don't want your shoulder and elbow to start getting stiff because you're afraid to use it because of a clavicle fracture. So we'll slowly start to work it out. All right? And many times it heals on its own. Okay? You got to be careful that it doesn't move out of place, which is why we take you out of your sport. A lot of you guys ran to Google to figure out how long Tony Romo would be out. And, excuse me. I guess a lot of you guys Googled up 8 weeks for a collarbone fracture. Apparently some doctors are like, no, there's a chance he could be back in a month. But it looks like it was his left side. So if he's right-handed, he may be able to come back sooner, but still tender. Okay, so plates and screws. Sometimes we have to, if it's that displaced, right, or if you have a comminuted, a multiple area kind of fracture as opposed to a clean, simple fracture, a clean break, they got to somehow clean up the bony fragments, reposition, get normal alignment, and then sometimes they put some screws or they put plates. Okay? Very rarely they may even have to you know, do some skin patching, etc. Pretty tender, all right? After the fracture is healed, sometimes they will remove the hardware. Okay? Sometimes you could even use pins, all right? Where basically you have a pin that holds the fracture in good position. Once the bones are put into place, bones heal, then remove the pins. Okay, got to be careful. It's still, I mean, you know, it's the clavicle. So there's risk with the fracture or with surgery. So most importantly is when you do have a clavicle fracture on the sideline, you want to make sure that nothing punctured their lungs and nothing punctured any other great vessels. It's very rare, but it could happen. And that is clavicle fracture. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
She's alive. She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this weekend, I took my kid to the driver's edge class. Remember I told you that in my neck of the woods, even though the driver's edge charity organization goes to states throughout the country, and offers for free for your child lessons in driving, anti-lock brakes, skid instruction. You get behind a wheel and you practice your skids. And got to meet Jeff Andretti, which is really, really cool. I believe he's Mario Jr.'s son. I need to review my facts on the Andretti family. But, I mean, there were, I mean, tons of former race car drivers. Got a shout-out to Rich, who drove in Fast and Furious and multiple Hollywood movies, Stuntman, et cetera. And, I mean, just real, real good groups of guys. Jeff Payne had been on the show talking about what they do and why this is so important. And, you know, so my kid got out there, and he did pretty good, you know. Of course, you know, you got to watch some of the other kids with the skids, and you got to see, you know, sometimes smoke, kind of a little smoke come from the tires, you know, when the, you know, driver had to use the emergency brake when they were, you know, driving a little bit, I guess, off. But it was a great, great course, and we learned a lot. You know, they were talking about how a lot of people panic. You know, one of the worst things you can do behind a car is when there's an accident, when something goes wrong, to panic. I posted this on my Twitter. Apparently a woman, this is in the news today, a woman jumped from a moving car, leaving her kid in the car. Why? Because she saw a spider. All right, and unfortunately the car wrecked. An Indiana woman apparently escaped from her moving car when she spotted a spider crawling on her shoulder. According to Kosciuszko County Sheriff's Department, Angela Kipp, 35 years old of Syracuse, was in her car with her 9-year-old son who was in the back seat. As she backed out of her driveway, she saw the spider and panicked. I totally see myself, you know, jumping. I'm so scared of spiders. After you got bit by one, you're, you know, you can never, never look at a spider the same. She saw the spider and panicked and jumped from the car. Her son reportedly moved into the front seat and tried to stop the vehicle. But he accidentally hit the gas pedal and sent the car careening into a school bus. Thank God, nobody got hurt. The boy was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The bus driver was not hurt, and no passengers, luckily, were on board. The investigation is ongoing, according to WANE. I'm looking at the picture of the car. This is scary. All right, so we're losing control. You know, one thing driver's ed taught, and many of us know, is, you know, a lot of these car accidents, these real bad ones, they don't happen, you know, always on high-speed freeways. Okay, I remember driver's ed learning most of the accidents occur right by your house. About a mile or two from your house is some of the most common places where you will get into an accident, because you start to get lax. You start to not pay attention. You think you're safe. Well, I'm near the house. It's residential. I'm near my apartment. All right? I'm not on a highway. You're, you know, people may be more careful on the highway. I don't think so, because I think they drive, you know, crazy anyway. But your 9-year-old kid had to try to stop the car because you were afraid of a spider. Personally, I think we do need desensitization training on spiders. I am very freaked out by spiders, and I don't know how I would control that. Oh my gosh. I don't think I would jump out of a car and leave my son to fend, or my kids to fend for themselves in the car, but I could totally see myself try to escape. I had no problem with spiders and bugs. I played with bugs. I made mud pies. I played with the boys. I was more of a, I don't want to say tomboy, because I kind of would try and kiss the boys a lot. And so I loved bugs until I got bit by one. And that infection started to consume my leg. And after that, you know, you're traumatized. So I would suggest that when we do take driving classes, you know, maybe we kind of test each other with something crawling on you. Because people freak out. You know, you wonder how many accidents happen. And, you know, people may not admit it. They may not admit it. Oh, you know, I thought I felt, you know, a spider or something. You know, they may be like, oh, no, I don't know what happened. The other person did this. You know, you don't know. So it could be very, very common. One thing they emphasize is a lot of us put our hands on the wheel. Drivers that emphasized a hands on the wheel at 10 and 2. I was taught 10 and 2. Apparently, there's a lot of race car outlets and new drivers training courses saying 8 and 4. I think that's wrong. I would not put my hands on the steering wheel 8 and 4. I think that's ridiculous because it's too close to your legs and you could think that you don't need to have one of your arms on one of the wheels. A lot of times you guys will just relax and hold your cell phone. I don't like that. I want both hands on the wheel, and they recommend 9 and 3. And 9 and 3 seem to be the safest because if you are in an impact crash, the way the elbows bend away from your body, you don't hit yourself in the face. You seem to have the most ability to control the steering wheel. Makes sense. Also, they reminded these kids to, you know, have everybody's seatbelt in the car, which I also remind you guys as well, because you want to make sure that, God forbid you're in an accident, you don't have a passenger flying around. A lot of people don't put their seatbelts on when they're a passenger, only when they're a driver, and that could kill the other people in the vehicle. So what are some team driving statistics? Are they the worst drivers? They're not. They're not the worst drivers. The worst drivers are your distracted drivers. Right. Apparently, a person gets into a driver. They say a person dies from a drunk driving accident once every 31 minutes in this country. But what is superseding that is now we're having more accidents caused by texting, Facebooking, distraction. And a lot of things are very, very distracting in the car. Apparently, there was a recent car accident in my neck of the woods where it was a bunch of girls who went off campus to eat lunch during lunchtime. High school students driving maybe roughly 35 miles an hour. Somebody gets distracted, ends up losing control of the car, smashing into a median. Unfortunately, most of the occupants died or were severely injured in that car. So, you know, you could say, all right, you know, I told my kid not to speed. Not to speed is 1/1,000th of it. They say 2 out of every 3 teenagers killed in crashes in 2012 were male in 2012. Remember, that is changing, okay? Because as we see more and more females, you know, obviously, you know, and more texting and more social media, you know, between 2012 and 2015, there's been a big, huge push. A lot of you guys weren't on Facebook back in 2012. Now you are. So we're going to see more women, girls start to increase in that number. 79% of teenage motor vehicle crash deaths were actually passengers, not drivers. So 53% of these accidents and these crashes where teenagers died were Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, you know, I mean, if you have a kid, I would definitely suggest they take not only driver's ed, but extra courses that are offered in your area. If your city or state does not offer driver's edge, contact me at drdahlia.com so we can try to bring driver's edge out there. I mean, these kids are being trained by Indy 500. We are, you know, pros. Stunt car drivers, these are pros when it comes to driving. One thing that's taught the kids is how to deal with the skid, and I think we all need to be taught that. The big mistake that people make is they overbrake, they oversteer, they overaccelerate, or they drive too fast. All right? So either the brakes lock or, you know, the car can't, with its torque, move as the wheels do, too much power causing the wheels to spin, etc. So the best thing you need to do is you got to take your feet off the pedals. No braking, no accelerating, and turn the steering wheel in the direction you want to go. As your vehicle turns back into the correct direction, then you want to steer in the opposite direction to stop turning, get back on path. Another thing they also, drivers had told you to do is keep your eyes focused on where you want to go, not what you're about to hit. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I try to get to all your emails. I usually will answer them by typing you back because we don't have enough airtime to answer all of them. But every now and then there's one where, you know, it brings up some points I'd like to talk to you about. Pamela writes, I really enjoyed the job interview tip segment you did today. So this came obviously from a while back, last week. Job interviewers now ask if you speak Spanish. If you don't, you won't be hired. What is the fastest way to learn Spanish? Second question. Interviewers often ask a scenario where you catch a coworker stealing or a client wants you to offer a service for free. How do you answer those questions? Okay, so really quick, going back to the issue of speaking Spanish, I think all of us have found the pressure of needing to speak another language other than English. And it doesn't necessarily have to be Spanish. But I think we're finding that we are losing the promotions, we are losing the jobs, we are losing the clients, and we are losing a lot of time, especially time efficiency, when we don't speak the language of our customers, clients, patients, etc. I learned Spanish fast because my only option was to wait for an available nurse who could speak Spanish or waiting for a quote-unquote, we have these, I guess, AT&T operators where they would find somebody that could speak a certain language and then you do the 30-minute history and physical with the translator, and then it turned into an hour-long thing, and having your senior resident or your superior officer yell and scream that you need to get your butt, you know, over to room 2 because there's a code, it was not very practical. And so, you know, for Spanish, it was very easy for me to learn. I took a bunch of years in school. I took, starting in 8th grade, 5 years. So I picked up as much Spanish as possible. I'm fluent, but medical fluent. You know, I still have some issues when I go to Mexico. If there's a Mayan dialect or if there's any sort of other dialects, I mean, if it's not as crisply spoken to me, I'll have some trouble understanding. But I'm proficient. I'm proficient. Or maybe I shouldn't say fluent, but I'm proficient in Spanish. So I'm happy about that. But it's true. You know, your population, especially where I live in the Southwest, is changing. And so I'm hearing a lot of groans from my patients and people, et cetera, that they are being passed over because of somebody else who could speak Spanish. Okay? Well, that's, I mean, it's you know, all a part of your resume. When we say to beef up your resume, we don't mean add extra pictures and emojis and add extra word count. We mean make you more marketable. And I'm sorry, an extra language and being, you know, knowledgeable in an extra language helps, okay? It's going to be a very, very long time coming until we have a population, you know, here in the United States where we all speak the same language. That's not the case. And many Latinos that come over here, or many people of a variety of ethnicities or countries, you know, Ethiopia, from countries in Asia, et cetera, coming over, you know, if they haven't learned English, all right, and you are the vendor, or you are the shop owner, or you are the doctor, you could sit there and yell, how come you didn't learn English yet? That doesn't help you in the present time. All right, you know, you're going to have to, you know, be able to get a translator or translate, or if not, that transaction doesn't happen. So I would say, you know, start becoming proficient, have at least a basic understanding. Now, people that are fluent, you know, if they're looking for somebody fluent, it's going to take years for you to become fluent. I know there's Rosetta Stone. A lot of colleges offer conversational Spanish, etc. But remember, you need to do your job right. I get very, very upset when I see a medical student say, yeah, I speak Spanish. I'll take this over. Great. And then I see that they're getting a half-assed history from the patient. Okay, we're talking life or death. If you don't think you understand, and me, even with me, I'll still bring in a nurse going, look, I want to make sure they understand my instructions. They understood you, doctor. I know, but I want to make sure there is no doubt because, you know, this is life or death. So if you are taking on a job and you want to get the job, so you're saying, yeah, I know enough Spanish, don't lie. Okay, if you don't know enough of a language, don't lie. It's not worth it. Okay, however, if the boss, like, for example, one of your interview questions may be what languages you speak. Okay, technically, that's not a discrimination thing. They could ask you what languages you speak. They have every right to. All right, you know, because they want to see what department you could, you know, assist in and, you know, what are you proficient in? You know, I mean, are you proficient in Microsoft or, remember you had to be able to tell them what you could do on the computer? Yeah, I know WordPerfect. You know WordPerfect? I'm like, really? WordPerfect? I guess they were hiring people who knew how to use WordPerfect. Now, luckily, many of us know how to use word processing and programs on our computer. But if you don't know how to use Photoshop and you're working for an ad agency, that could be a problem. So they have a right to ask. Okay? And I forgot where I was going with that because I always transgress. Digress. Yeah, I transgressed too. I got to talk to God about that. Sorry. They have a right to ask, and they will. All right? And be honest. And another reason why they're asking also is they're looking at attitude. Not only are these questions just yes and no, like the second part of her question, they ask about a situation where a coworker is cheating. Medical school interviews. A lot of medical school interviews where you interview for medical school, they'll be like, what do you do if one of your medical school classmates are cheating? And the reason why they ask that is because some of you will go for camaraderie. You're like, look, this is my co-doctor. This is my, you know, I'm not in this to compete and to put anybody else down and get somebody else kicked out. Okay, I'm not going to narc on my classmate, but that's not the right answer. The right answer is this is the medical profession, and the medical profession needs ethics. And if I have somebody acting unethically, that's not only going to hurt my class, but it's going to hurt patients, more importantly. And I'm going to probably confront them first, you know, because I don't want to accuse somebody wrongly. But the right answer, you know, when you do this in a medical school is saying you would call them out on it and report them, which is very, very tough for a lot of us who, we think we got to back up our buddies. But it's right. Luckily, I never had that instance because I was the one always trying to cheat and no one would let me. I'm like, come on, let me look, please. So, I never had to tattle on anyone. But that's neither here nor there. So, if your answer is like, for example, so say you have a boss or your interviewer, and they're like, all right, so, are you proficient in Spanish? And your answer is, I am sick of this. No, whoever's in America needs to learn to speak English. This is ridiculous. Hell no, I'm not learning Spanish. That may not get you the job. All right. But if your attitude is, I'm learning. I realize the importance of our customer base, being able to understand them, and I'm learning. You know, I know some words, I can get by, I have to say I'm not fluent, but I'm learning. That answer would really work well for me if I was interviewing, because it shows you understand the situation. You don't have to take a political stand, but you understand what the current situation is and what the needs are of that company's market base. All right? They're looking to see how you think. Okay? If a coworker stealing, the answer should be, if they're stealing from the company, that means they're stealing from me, this can't happen, and they're also stealing from the clients, because it could change prices. No, we don't tolerate that. We're a family, all right? However, I would also, if I see a coworker having trouble, I would want to make sure that coworker got help. Those are good answers, okay? You know, you don't want to sound like the biggest kiss-up, and you don't want to look like you're just giving the answer, but why is that an answer, okay? Why would you report somebody? That kind of thing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.